The 1840 U.S. presidential election stands as one of the most intriguing in American history, not only because of its unique circumstances, but also due to the dramatic way it reshaped the political landscape. In many ways, this election marked the beginning of modern campaigning, with a level of spectacle and public participation that hadn't been seen before. And when the results came in, it was nothing short of a landslide, a victory that was both unexpected and far-reaching. 1840 was a landslide. At the heart of the 1840 election was a contest between the incumbent president Martin Van Buren, a Democrat, and the Whig challenger, William Henry Harrison. Van Buren, who had taken office in 1837, had inherited a nation on the brink of economic disaster. The Panic of 1837, a severe economic depression, had hit the country hard, and Van Buren, despite his efforts, was unable to reverse the downward trend. The nation was in turmoil, banks were failing, unemployment was high, and farmers were struggling. Van Buren's inability to bring about immediate recovery made him a deeply unpopular figure, even among many who had supported him in the past. Enter William Henry Harrison, a hero of the War of 1812, most famously known for his victory at the Battle of Tippecanoe. The Whigs, an emerging political party that was essentially a coalition of anti-Jacksonian factions, saw in Harrison a perfect candidate to unite various interests. He was a man of the people. His image was that of a humble frontiersman, with an appealing backstory that resonated with ordinary voters. His campaign, which was less about policies and more about painting Van Buren as an elitist and out of touch with the needs of the average American, was a masterstroke in populism. The slogan Tippecanoe and Tyler Too referred not only to Harrison's military exploits, but also to his running mate, John Tyler, who was brought on as a way to appeal to states' rights voters. Harrison's campaign was revolutionary in how it engaged the electorate. There was a deliberate effort to create a broad base of support, especially among working-class voters, who felt alienated by the aristocratic air of Van Buren's administration. The Whigs orchestrated grand rallies, distributed catchy slogans, and even handed out log cabins and hard cider to invoke Harrison's frontier roots, creating a kind of folk hero out of him. The term log cabin and hard cider campaign became synonymous with this kind of populist appeal. On the other hand, Van Buren's campaign relied more on traditional methods, focused on his experience and his status as the leader of the Democratic Party. However, he struggled to combat the economic issues that were weighing down his presidency. At a time when economic hardship was the foremost concern, his efforts to defend his administration fell flat. The public was looking for someone to blame, and Van Buren became the scapegoat for the economic depression, despite the fact that much of the financial crisis had been triggered by forces beyond his control, such as the reckless lending practices of state banks. The electorate in 1840 was different from previous years, as a growing number of Americans, especially white men, had gained the right to vote. The shift in voting laws, such as the reduction of property requirements, helped to expand the electorate significantly. This meant that more working-class and poorer voters were now eligible to cast their ballots, and Harrison, with his populist appeal, was able to connect with them. Additionally, the mechanics of voting were changing. The popular vote, which had only recently become more representative with the elimination of property restrictions, was now a key battleground. Voter turnout in 1840 reached record highs, with over 80% of eligible voters casting their ballots, a testament to how deeply people were invested in this election. The state of the nation played a major role in the landslide victory that Harrison secured. The economic depression, which had left many Americans disillusioned and angry, created a perfect storm for Van Buren's defeat. The rise of mass political participation and the emergence of a more politically engaged electorate were also factors that made the 1840 election unique. Voters were no longer passive observers of the political process, but active participants. They felt empowered to voice their frustration and demand change, and Harrison's campaign was a response to this shifting dynamic. The election results were stunning. Harrison won by a wide margin, securing 234 electoral votes to Van Buren's 60. But the landslide wasn't just a reflection of Harrison's popularity. It was also a rejection of Van Buren's presidency and the economic hardships associated with it. The popular vote was also decisive. Harrison won about 53% of the vote, while Van Buren garnered just 47%. This stark contrast in support highlighted how the American electorate was shifting. The Whigs had successfully built a broad coalition, tapping into the anger, frustration, and desire for change that was sweeping across the nation. The landslide was a clear message that voters were fed up with the economic conditions and were eager for a new direction. In many ways, the 1840 election was a blueprint for future campaigns. It introduced new techniques in campaigning, such as using mass rallies, distributing campaign materials, and crafting a public image that resonated with the people. Harrison's success showed how a candidate could win not just by focusing on issues, but by creating a narrative that captured the emotions and desires of the electorate. His campaign set the stage for future presidents to rely more heavily on public relations and media strategies to win elections. But there's more to the landslide than just a resounding victory for Harrison and the Whigs. It was also a turning point for the Democratic Party. Van Buren's loss marked the first time in nearly two decades that a sitting president had failed to secure re-election. The defeat sent shockwaves through the party and caused a re-evaluation of its political strategies. It was also a moment of introspection for the Democrats, who had to reckon with the reality that their policies, particularly in regard to the economy, were not resonating with a broad enough section of the population. While the election of 1840 can be considered a landslide in terms of the numbers, Harrison's sweeping victory at the polls, it was also a landslide in terms of the political shift it represented. It demonstrated the power of populism, the changing nature of American political engagement, and the growing influence of the electorate. The landslide wasn't just about the margin of victory. It was about the seismic shift in how Americans approached politics. The 1840 election set the stage for the next phase in American political history, one that would see the rise of new political parties, the solidification of democratic participation, and the continued expansion of the electorate. In retrospect, the 1840 election was not only a defeat for Martin Van Buren, but also a triumph of the people, whose voices were finally heard in a way that had not been possible before. It set the tone for an era of greater public involvement, a new kind of campaigning, and a political atmosphere in which victory could be achieved not just by having the right policies, but by having the right connection with the people. And that's why, when historians look back on the election of 1840, they often point to it as a defining moment in American political history.